It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Sam's with us at Viewmaster. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. The television. What a wonderful invention. Doesn't it do wonderful things?
Yeah.
We watch all sorts of things on our screens, taking in some of the greatest creative minds of the universe.
You can have a small screen, big screen, iPhone screen, iPad screen.
Watch. All that sort of stuff. And what about this week? What are we doing?
So I'm reviewing Umbrella Academy, which is the new Netflix TV show, 10-part series, one of their short ones that they're doing. But it's based on a comic book by Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance. No, Panic at the Disco. Panic at the Disco fame.
Oh.
Do you know him?
Okay, yeah. I know of him. Yeah, I don't know much of him.
Big emo, like, the kids my age would be like, what, Gerard Way?
I know the band. I just didn't know that he was a graphic novelist.
Well, he wasn't, but he decided to come out with this this comic book in 2007, I think it was, basically called Umbrella Academy. And it's about, basically the premise is 43 children get born on our planet on the same day to women who weren't pregnant in the morning. So, like, immaculate conception kind of thing.
43 of them, though.
Yeah, 43 of them. All born at the same time, all across the world. And this philanthropist basically adopts 7 of them to try and make them, like, a superhero team.
Okay, all right.
So they've got superpowers, right? So they can do...
Oh, so they've got superpowers?
Yeah.
Yeah, all 43 of them.
All 43 of them. But you only hear about 7 of them in the whole comic book series.
Oh, right, okay.
It's heavily implied that they were either abandoned or abused or experimented on or like...
Oh, okay, sure.
Standard, but there's 7 kids. They're all called... They're called number 1 through to 7, so they don't have names for the first part of their life.
Right.
Because he's crazy. This guy is, like, meant to be Professor Xavier from X-Men, but, like, really, really bad. And
okay. But evil.
A massive dick. Okay. And, yeah, they're really cool. But it stars Ellen Page, who you'll know best as Juno.
Sure.
Or Kitty Pryde from X-Men. You know, she's done a couple of superhero things already. Robert Sheehan, also from Misfits.
He's
the crazy one.
Yep.
And then another few actors. Mary J. Blige is in it, which I really like to see.
Yeah, good to see.
She plays a time-traveling serial killer.
Okay.
And it's a really wacky out there show.
Is it good though, Sam?
I really enjoyed it. I've heard some people say, I wasn't that into it. And I think we are oversaturated in a superhero market right now.
Oh, totally.
Like, I was going to review...
Especially packs of superheroes. You know, I think that's why Black Panther worked, because when Black Panther was just Black Panther... Just Black Panther fighting another slide Black Pantherish.
Oh, he had the two very strong Wahines with him as well.
Yeah.
He had a bit of a team.
Yeah, but not a team, you know, you do, I am this, and this, you know, quick get the whole Hulk and we complete sort of thing, you know?
I think another issue is that a lot of, we are oversaturated with superheroes, but we're oversaturated with, like, quirky superheroes now. I say quirky in quotation marks. Because, like, I was going to review Doom Patrol next week, which is... Pretty much
what is it?
Doom Patrol.
Right.
Yeah. It's another DC property. This is a Dark Horse property I'm talking about today, but Doom Patrol is a DC property that was like their take on the X-Men, so another quirky group of heroes that are misfits in society. And I was like, I can't do those two weeks in a row, but they've both come out at the exact same time.
These brat packs of bloody superheroes.
So many. And I could probably review a new superhero show every week on this show.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Sorry, Tess, go ahead.
You could do like top five.
Yeah, well,
top five. Who's going to watch 5 whole superhero collectives?
Because I love superheroes. Like, they're my jam. They're my thing. Like,
but I mean, here's your saying. Just moments ago, Sam, you were saying that you're tired. Tired, sick to death. You were saying.
So if I'm tired, I can't imagine what the regular Tom, Dick, and Harry are feeling now.
Exactly. You know, like
they're just wishing they were superheroes.
But that's what I'm saying is that they've got to put trust in you to filter it down.
Yeah, I've got to be the Brita filter.
The best of the best,
I've got to be the Coffix filter to their cold drip.
This show fit in that filtered
For the next few reviews, I won't do anything superhero-related because I feel like there's too much of it going on right now.
Yeah.
I'll watch it on my own time.
But would you say this show you're talking about today that falls into the best of the best?
I really enjoyed it. So I think that because it was a family dynamic... And it was similar in a way
because
to me
it's
to
a family dynamic.
Well, it was similar. It was similar in a way to me as Haunting of Hill House, where it was kind of like a family drama first with the superhero powers to the side.
Yeah.
Similar to the House Supernatural part of Haunting
and
of
I
Hill
feel
House
like
was to the side.
That's better for someone who's not necessarily like a superhero fanatic.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Because you can get into the family drama.
And I love Robert Sheehan. I don't know what it is. He just his acting to me, even though it's overacting, and he plays the same character in every single show. I really enjoy it. I don't know whether I see something of myself in him or whether.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. But also the family drama.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe it's just me on TV.
That's the best kind of TV show.
Yeah, and Ellen Page is lovable as fuck. Like, I love her. She's the best.
Yeah.
She is
called out Chris Pratt for being like a evangelical Christian hating gay. So like, she gets all my views.
Yeah. Mm.
She put her on anything and I'll watch it. So
yeah.
I don't know. And also,
she is great. She's a great actor.
And the show is good. Like, it climaxes in really cool ways. It explores the family dynamic really well. The only issue I have with it, because this is also set in an alternate universe, right, where JFK was never killed. Don't know why that's relevant, but he was never killed in this universe.
Right.
And no one has a cell phone. This is one of those shows that could have benefited from every character just having a cell phone and sending a text. And you know,
you know what? One of my favourite cartoons, I've mentioned this before, is Ben and Holly's Magical Kingdom. And it's just a kid's cartoon. And, you know, and even Peppa Pig, which is made by the same people, they've all got cell phones.
They've got cell phones.
That's cool people. That's got quite a bit of cool grandpa, right?
Someone texted in saying Doom Patrol was brilliant and they just keep getting better with the Harry TV shows and movies.
My Harry movies are getting way better as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to I've already saved it. I've already got it on my computer, so, like, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, you just caved in so bad. Okay.
Well, I had an extra hour free last night. I was going to watch it there for last night.
You're not into superheroes?
No, he just said he's not going to. He just said he specifically said he's not going
to.
Well,
I won't review it, but I'm going to watch it. And if it is worth reviewing, then you're all getting a big Doom Patrol load.
Yeah.
But that won't be for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice way of putting it.
Because I want to watch at least 3 episodes so I can put it up, you know, talk about it. I don't know where this, I'm tired. I just ran here.
I can tell you just run up the hill.
I literally sprinted up the hill and I'm like heavily breathing and I've got a cold.
Let's get back on message here. So so the name of the show is The Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, and also they're trying
what happened to the other bloody
36
of them.
I'm gonna read the book. The comic book's still being released as well, so they're still
So it's fresh.
It's kind of. Yep. Maybe it's 2017, maybe it wasn't 2007, maybe I got my numbers wrong.
Can we just have a quick little like a 10-second just quick little conversation about Russian Doll, because everyone's talking about it around the whole wide world.
Sarah's just walked into the room and
come on, Sarah, give us your thoughts.
Your Twitter, Sarah.
She's so unlikable.
I had to delete it.
Come on,
because you don't want to just put all negativity out into the world. But no,
I'm not into it. Watched it.
I haven't watched it. I watched the trailer and I thought I might watch it.
I think she's clever, but I just don't think.
And then I read your tweet. Somebody
told me the writers' room was completely women, so I was like, oh shit, maybe I should go back and give it another go.
Get some gentlemen in there.
Oh, shut up, Mikey.
Sorry.
All the misogynists are like, yeah, and it shows.
But no, honestly.
Jordan Peterson show tonight.
Regardless of male or female, it was like being hit over the head with somebody's screenwriting degree, and I wasn't for it.
I like that review a lot.
Yeah, Sarah, okay,
that's
more
Sarah's review
seconds.
Of Russian Doll. I'm not going
to
watch it.
I will counter with it's only half hour episodes. You can just get through it if you had nothing else to watch.
I can get through it.
Any part of it.
Is that what you want out of a TV show? Oh, it's half an hour. You can just get through it.
You can just get through it if you needed to.
Fill in that life. All right, hey, so whereabouts can people see Umbrella Academy? It's on
Netflix.
All right, thank you, Sam.
No worries. Catch you later.
Speak to you in this time next week.
Bye.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
I'm here in New Orleans, home of jazz, soul food, Mardi Gras, and it's a little loud, actually. Just a tick. Southern comfort. The original spirit of New Orleans since back in the day, yo, 1874. Made from quality American smooth drinking whiskey that rounds off with hints of fruit and spice, bringing the party to you this summer and actually real good with L&P. Cheers. Southern comfort, the spirit of New Orleans. Let it take you there.
Where can you find ancient forts, the world's oldest university, and more than 3,000 archaeological sites? Only in incredible India. Home to over 120 national parks, some of the highest mountains in the world, and a cuisine like no other. A holiday in India is truly incredible. Visit incredibleindia.org. Find what you seek. Incredible
India. Happy birthday, BFM.
Well, sorry about that unfortunate delay there, but I got locked out of the studio while answering the call of nature.
Have you heard about Pete Millen's coaching school yet? Well, if you haven't, he's all about it.
I'm afraid I'm sick to death of that.
With in the city. 24 past 7, Campus Radio.
Happy birthday, BFM.
Currently 14 to 8, Campus Radio. Chris has to take through to 10
o'clock. Currently 24, about 23 and a half minutes past 12. And this is an ad for the Mercury Theatre.
5 to 12, couple. Like, it's flowing, the time's flowing, isn't it?
It's 5 to 9, freak
it's
to shoot.
7:15, Murray Kamak here on Land of the Good
Work. We're back with the Hard Pass and Heavy Show with DJ Smith.
It's 6 Campus Radio, and Diane Keshev out there in Greyland got herself a double pass to go and see the Mockers tonight at the Windsor Castle.
95 BFM, 50 years of broadcasting.
Get your arms out, honey.
That was a band called Squid. The track called The Dial.
The Dial?
Hello, yes. Tess is just gone looking for you. This is Susie Analog with a track called Too Deep featuring Jungle Pussy.
Coming up in your news on the hour. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has not ruled out Huawei involvement in Spark's 5G network rollout. Mayor Phil Goff has said Auckland Council will not be funding a new waterfront stadium. Australia's main political parties and parliament computer networks have been the subject of an attempted hack, and Poland has withdrawn from a summit of Central European nations being held in Israel. Whakarongo tonu mai. Stay tuned for these stories in full, along with weather and surf at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much. Of course, the big news this morning is that Huawei has been permitted to roll out the 5G in the UK all of a sudden. So that who knows what's going on there? Who knows what changes have happened there? Has everyone sort of kowtowed to the power of the China? Who knows? Is that the right term?
The China.
Well, that's what it is. You know, it's a behemoth. And we heard yesterday that students aren't enrolling all of a sudden. I know we're going to talk about the wire now. Hi, Stuart. How are you?
Tell us a little bit about
what's coming on the wire at midday today.
So. Well, keeping with that sort of big company theme thing, we're talking tax.
Yeah, the
multinational
big
companies
news.
Operating New Zealand, Uber, Facebook. Etc. Should we tax them more?
Google, Amazon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the government's saying.
Do you want to pay more for your Uber? I don't know. I don't know if I care that much. I want my
Uber to be cheap. I really don't like hearing those companies make so much money and don't pay any tax.
Because that is true.
I really don't like it. Like hearing that. I think everyone needs to pay their fair share. Well, then you know,
should be.
Should be.
It's a great service.
Yeah, it is a great service. It's a great application. Yeah, but it is weird when you think of like all the stuff that you buy from Apple, all the stuff that you buy from you know, Amazon or Google, all the Facebook money monetizing that's happened.
Does that mean an app like Zoomie, they pay tax and Uber doesn't? Because that doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
And they pay their drivers better, so.
But they're always a little bit further away.
Is it a great service? I don't know.
Well, they're always just like a little bit too far away from me.
Maybe that's because they...
You're a go-getter. You're a man on the move, aren't you?
Yeah, I always want to be there. You want to be there on time. Don't want to be a few minutes late, like maybe Tess with a Zoomie.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for that. Good. And what else is on the way?
Well,
so we're talking because the reason you're talking about that is because the government have announced that there's the possibility of putting a 2-3% tax rate on those companies if by 2020, which is only next year.
Yeah, and we're also obviously talking about what's going on in the UK and Europe at the moment. Seven UK Labour MPs have resigned overnight because of Jeremy Corbyn for once. It's not even Theresa May doing something wrong this time. It's the opposition leader. So yeah, we're going to be talking about that with our European correspondent Justin Wong. Also,
maybe time for the churches to get back in charge.
What?
just checking it out there.
Okay. Political commentary.
Fair
enough. It's the hard hitting political analysis people come to.
So Justin's going to be there to explain that all.
Yeah, there's been a Spain snap election. There's a whole lot going on in Europe at the moment. So we've got that as well. So
great.
Pack show, of course.
All right, it's a midday and here on 95 BFM. That's The Wire, ladies and gentlemen. Cutting edge current affairs. Thanks very much, Stuart. All the very best.
Thank you very much.
Well, we'll have Ready Steady Learner. So let's go talk earthquakes. Ha ha! Earthquakes! Woo!
You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? You didn't think they could hate you now. Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is time to ready, steady, learn. As our guest this morning, Dr. Rick Henry. Hi, Dr. Rick.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Dr. Rick, you're here to tell you're a senior lecturer at the university here, and you've been working on earthquakes for 15 years.
Yep, no, I've been...
What an exciting 15 years that's been for earthquake worker honorers.
Yeah, very good. It's a lot going on in New Zealand at the moment, so plenty of things to do and problems to solve.
Are you under a lot of pressure to get results at the moment, especially what with there being some earthquakes of recent times?
We've got engineers that call us regular and they want answers to problems immediately.
Right.
And
so you've gone and recently completed. I'll quote you on this: the most exciting project I've completed in my career so far. Tell us all about that.
Yeah. Well, pretty much I'm an experimentalist, so we love to build and break things to really understand what's going to happen during earthquakes. So. For us, this was an opportunity to build the largest structure we could possibly do this type of test on and really prove if it works. So.
What are you talking about? What do you mean largest structure? Like, well, 2 feet high, 4 feet, 10 foot?
Yeah, this is a sort of full-scale two-story building. So the ability to test something and simulate an earthquake is very challenging.
How did you test it?
So we're testing on a shake table, which is essentially a big plate that simulates ground motions. So
a two-story building on a plate?
Yep.
Shake
the table, and that's the ground shaking that we have a building built on top of it to see what happens.
And what did you find? Did it crumble?
No. The intent of the building was sort of to prove that we could design it without essentially damaging the structure, so we can have a building which could be subjected to multiple earthquakes.
Where do you get a big plate that shakes a two-story building?
Yeah, so we don't have facilities in New Zealand that can do this, so we had to go up to China to collaborate.
Why
to
do they have one?
Tests. So
they just happen to have one.
Yeah, they've got a huge investment in labs that they can actually accommodate these type of things, so they've got impressive facilities that we can use.
And this is the first time we've been up there to do that?
This is the first work we've done with them up in Tonki University, so first collaboration to get something done like that.
Mm. Well, it must be is that the biggest one in the world?
Quite the biggest, but between sort of Japan, China, US, that's the only real places that have these type of facilities.
Right.
So it's